Shinun Gimel, which is Dine Zizin Rishasarab. So the question over here is passing or throwing. So we discussed before passing from one Rishasayachid to another Rishasayachid over the Rishasarabim is problematic. What about not being Mershid but throwing? Okay? So Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishasarabim Behem Shal Adam Echad. You have two houses across the street from each other, which belong to one person. By virtue of the fact that they belong to one person, we don't have a problem of transferring from one individual yachid rishus to another individual yachid rishus. They both belong to the same person. Or alternatively, shashnayim v'dve'ervu, it belongs to two different people, but the two of them have made an eruv chatzeris together. Okay. Im shneim shavim, if both of them are the same height, so it's not like any specific challenge to throw from one to the other. What is lizuk mizel lezeh? If one is higher than the other, so trying to throw higher or lower is harder than throwing across, and we're afraid what's going to happen is you're going to miss and it's going to fall to Rosh Hashanah. The person is going to run down to Rosh Hashanah to retrieve the item, and the result being that he's doing Hotzah, Hachnasa. But Chazal were only afraid of that issue when you're throwing from higher to lower, or you're throwing from lower to higher. But if you're throwing across, they're both at the same height, the general people are able to do that without dropping it. Okay? So that's not a problem. Now, if you're throwing me from higher or lower, it's usur, except im elokim heim klicheris, kiyotzebehem, Shem Yiplu, Yishaveru, he's not going to retrieve them because they're going to break anyway. So if he misses and they land in Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to retrieve. So then there's no Gzeru. The matter of Ramurim, Rosh Hashanah, or Veris Beneim. So this Gzeru applies when there's Rosh Hashanah in the middle. Aval, Imha Yisak Carmelis, or Veris Beneim, Mutu Bechol Gavne. But if there's a karmelis in between, not Rosh Hashanah, so even if it falls and he retrieves it, it's only in the Siddur Rabbanim, so they did not answer throwing lest the person miss and lest the person forget and retrieve it, etc. Because even if he does, it's only in the Rabbanim. So therefore they didn't make the Gzeira. Okay. Zakti Mishra Baru Ve'ervu. The below ervu haloi also the taltim rishus to rishus. Feel below has rishus to rabbi in time cloud. You have two houses which are immediately adjacent to each other, which belong to two separate individuals. You cannot carry from one to the other without an ervu, a ruvah chateris. So, regardless of the rishus to rabbi between, if these two places, these two platforms belong to two different people, so you cannot carry from one to the other unless you make an ervu ruvah chateris.
So when we get rid of the chaseros on a chaksevet bottom, like a plastic chaser and bottom, are we ma'ariv the chaser or the bottom?
Being ma'ariv the bottom.
And the chaser we don't care about, or we'll be ma'ariv that already is more of.
The problem with there's two issues, and you're saying a good point. Rivach chaseros really addresses two issues. One is you cannot carry from one private rishus, one individual's private rishus to another individual's private rishus. The second one is you cannot carry from an individual's private rishus to a rishus which is shared with other people. Okay. So you cannot. So by making the ruvah chatzeris and making the houses ma'uruv together, so then the houses are all one big happy family, and the chatzer is just an extension of that one big happy family. So you're not carrying from a private individual's place to the public place, because everything's public,
right,
in a certain sense.
Right. So my opinion, a roofie button might be better, more precise things. The chatzer is already more
Right. Right.
Wouldn't it be more appropriate to say everything is private rather than everything is public?
But that's not true. Uh-huh. The chotzer is shared by many people.
But I thought the whole idea when the Eruvi Chatzeros was that it's essentially a shared private thing rather than a shared public thing. Because if it's public, I think of, when I think public, I think of like Rishus HaRabim, where anybody can go. Whereas even though this is a shared thing, it's shared only by the people who live there. Not necessarily everybody can go there. Or am I wrong?
We're not discussing access. This is not an access issue, right? We make a Ruvi Chatzeres in the greater Ketmel area between all the people who live in the greater Ketmel area. We're not denying access to anybody. That's not the issue. It's not an access issue, right? We're saying that all of the private homeowners have joined together, that their private space and the public space are not really so different from each other, because they're really sharing private and public together. Because if you make the private spaces distinct from the public spaces, you have a problem with carrying from a private space to a public space. That's exactly what we're worried about. So we have no way to make the public spaces not public. They belong to, they're quite accessible to everybody. Make a Ruvi Chatzeres around the city, a Ruvi Chatzeres for all the members of the city. You're not denying access to anybody else. That's not the point. The point is not a question of access versus non-access. The question is ownership versus non-ownership. So we're sharing all the ownership together. So that, until now, which you've had a shared public space, we're sharing now the private spaces, thereby making them not so private. Does that make sense?
So are you implying that the airport is only for people who are a part of that community? Someone comes from outside. He's inside the tchum, but not within that area. Can he carry?
There's no limit for him to carry within the area of the Eruv. Just like you would have a Ruvi Chatzeres, any person could come into that chotzer and carry from the chotzer to the houses, right, and the houses to the chotzer. Right? Saying, but the. There are scenarios. If a person will,
if there is an Eruv Chatzeres,
if a person will move in, or a person decides to spend Shabbos there, theoretically he needs to join in that. If he's spending Shabbos here and giving, he's having his own space, he needs to join.
That's if he comes before Shabbos. If he arrives on Shabbos.
Correct. The challenge which we have, and we'll talk about later on, is like, so we make the Ruvi Chatzeres once a year. So we're making it for the future, for all the people who will come and spend Shabbos here. Because even though he doesn't live here, but if he's going to be spending Shabbos here and he has his own spot, his own space, he has to be joining as well. Yeah, but even that person who did not join, assuming he didn't affect the Ruvi Chatzeres, whatever the situation would be, that doesn't preclude him from carrying in everybody else's domain.
But maybe it's my own misconception. But I had the concept that, okay, if you're making Eruv Chatzeres, right? So you say you've got a chatzer with 20 houses in that all opens as one chatzer, right? So you're saying, okay, the chatzer, in a certain sense, is a Rishus HaRabim because anybody can go there.
Right.
But because it's a Rishus HaRabim, we're saying, no, this is really sort of a private area that belongs to all of us. We're all joining in the same private area.
I'm not sure where you got that from.
Huh?
I'm not sure where you got that from.
So you're saying it's my misconception.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Okay. So what will this rik? Medavka l'malam yasora. This heter applies to l'malam yasora. Assuming that if they're on the same height, it's not so difficult to throw across one to the other. So then it's much of the Zrik. But this heter only applies if we're talking about throwing above 10. Even though it's not landing in Rishu Sarabim, but since it's going from Rishu Sayachid to Rishu Sayachid through the Rishu Sarabim, because it's being thrown below 10 Tefachim, which means it's being thrown in the area of the Rishu Sarabim, so that's not Mutter Lechachilim. Okay. But if one is higher than the other, Gorah Mechavera, with Kiman Shagorah Mechavera, so let's say same Yoda is because one is higher, one is lower, you have to be more exact and precise in your throwing. Shinin Shemel or Yechav and Kokach, people or it's also the Suye. So we're afraid he's going to miss, and then it'll fall down to the ground, which is Shazarabim, and then it'll go retrieve it from the Shazarabim, thereby carrying from the Shazarabim into the Shazayachim. Carmelis, the Kim and the Isser Carmelis, and Elamir Abonon, goes in and Shemin Yipol. The Havik Zer, the Zer, because Al Dana Nasser, you can't throw across because you might fall. Because even if it falls, it's only the Rabbanon. So you're making a Zera, you can't because you might do it at the Rabbanon. We don't make a Zera, the Zera. Except when we do. Now, this heter here, b'chogavni, means even though one's higher, one's lower, it doesn't mean you don't need a Ruba Chazeris. You still need a Ruba Chazeris. That's a separate issue.
We're clearly not worried about the fact that if it falls, that you're over some Isser because it wasn't your intention to do that.
Correct. Now, take a look at the Birloch over here, the second Birloch, Mutter Lizrik. So this is a loch that they made Rubik and Tavis together. So it's a little bit strange because Kazimog and Rum, Sarah Higan, the Dimask Mutter Lizrik, Kazimog and Rum, Sarah Higan, Ha'en Yoch Helam La Arab Yachad, Elam Ken Yesh, Pesa Benayim, Shechomot Talto Yachad, Blizrika, Kamasha Kazim, Simishanayan Beis, Siftalit. Rubik and Tavis presumes that we're sharing some access point from one to the other. There's a door in between. If you would have, let's say, you have two chatzeros which abut each other, and there's houses which open into one chatzer, houses open to the other chatzer, there's no access one chatzer to the other, they cannot be married together. They remain two distinct, separate chatzeros, you cannot carry from one chatzer to the other. You can make an Rubik chatzeros around the whole city, but that's Shetuvim Mavuos, which really, you know, would approximates the same thing. But it's not, you cannot make a Ruba Chatzeris unless they share some type of access point. So now, we don't have that. This is one house on one side of the Rosh Hashanah, another house on the other side of the Rosh Hashanah, and there's no direct access point between the two without going through Rosh Hashanah, which doesn't count for these purposes. So that's his kasha. Commercial cost of Simishanai base, Siptalai and Shom, Zuzoi, Mukarman the Saddle, Mukhimar Morakai, Tirs of Pshitas, the Mari, Kashoy, Kimin Gesher, Bechad Sad, Mibayze, the Saize, Shechel Matalto, Mizelize. There actually was a bridge going across from one Zivis to the other. So the bridge counts like a Pesach, because there's a way to go across from one to the other without going through Shazar Rabbim. Therefore, they can make an Erev together.
Okay. It's a similar case of Moshe Shachar was Aser to be Moshe first.
So if it's B'diyuta Achas on the same side, that's an Issa D'Raisa. Across is only Aser Mirabon. That's by Hoshata. Because since Hoshata, if it's on the same side as the Raisa, so across is Aser Mirabon. But there's no dinner Zerika on the same side. Zerika on the same side is Zerika, even on the same side, we're not, is not also.
So, what is this? Is the Lachum from Sinai, or what is this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or would you say level not also, or what, one's higher than the other?
I'm sorry?
It's not also on the same. They're both on the same side. What if one's higher than the other?
Well, then you would. Then you have the problem of it's the same chashash. Yeah, it would be the same drabon. Yeah, correct. Where we had that before? Moshe's. Zion, right? Mishnah Berurah brought it. B'diyudayach is chayev. Shadius is potter. It's potter of loser, yeah. Mishnah Berurah is in Shin Mem Zayin Sif Kotten, the end of Sif Kotten Ches. The page Resh Beis.
What's that?
The din of a Moshe Merishus the Rishus. Right, as Rabbi Moshe's Rabbi, Moshe's Rabbi, Moshe's Yochai Be'emsa, Sheikh Moshe's Rabbi, Moshe's Rabbi Be'emsa is Potter, and that's if it's going through the Moshe's Rabbi, but if it goes to Malam Meyud, which is the case over here, it's Mutter, except that this Gazari might drop it. Moshe's Meyud Te'achad. There are a few of Malam Yisrael should walk in Turkai. Right, so that's Allah Moshe Nesina. Okay.
What's
if a person will be moshed from one Rishus Yochid, another Rishus Yochid, B'diyuta Achas, on the same side of Rishus Rabim, even the Malam Yud is still Chayiv. Okay.
Well, again, from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. I'm not sure. What
you have a road.
Yeah,
this is the road. There's a house here. There's a house here. Each one has a porch sticking out. So those are both on the same side. They're the same side. They're not going across. Just around. They're going.
They're on the same side of the road. Yeah,
same side of the road. The person standing on one porch, and he passes an item across the other porch. Either he's able to pass it across. To put it down, or it means that's like a long thing which you can sort of.
Was there like a Rishus Rabim in between the porches, or
there's a gap in between?
There is a
Rishus Rabim below, even though they are the Malam Yasura.
Yeah.
So we said normally Rishus Rabim ends the Malam Yasura, doesn't reach above 10 Tvachim. So he's passing Rishus Yachid through a Malkam Patur. Allah is his Chayiv.
Why?
Because Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Okay. Or as they say in English, God said so. Z's. Okay. So you have this ledge. It's a ledge which is sticking out from the wall. Rishus HaRabim. Into the Rishus HaRabim. The Malo Measora, but it's above 10th Tvachim, so it's really not really in the Rishus HaRabim, it's really above the Rishus HaRabim. V'yeshbo Arba al Arba, and it has an area of 4x4, so it's above 10 and it's 4x4. And V'chalon Abayis P'suach Loi, and there's access from the house to the Ziz. Excuse me. Okay. So you're allowed to use that area that belongs to the house. You're allowed to use that area.
So why did they chalon instead of the dollars?
I'm sorry.
Why did they chalon instead of the dollars, the door? I mean, instead it's probably some way to get out there. You imagine it should be a door.
There's a difference between a door or a window. I'm not aware of any difference.
Yeah. Why did they chalon? It's strange.
I think in general they didn't. It wasn't a porch.
It was not intended for use.
I mean, it was intended, you know, for it was an access way to get out there. If you need to, you could use it. But it wasn't made to be a merpeset. Merpeset is a merpeset. Disease is a disease. Okay.
I forget what's a disease.
It's like a ledge.
Ledge.
Okay. Now you put your shnei disease in zelo matamisel. There's two different ones, one above the other, and they're both above 10th Tvachim. They belong to two different people. Even though both of them are above 10th Tvachim. If you have a Ziz or Elyon, so if the lower one is large enough to be usable, i.e., it's 4x4. So then, you cannot use that space. Because each one is a functional space, but they're close enough that you could theoretically, one would be, you would, they function in some ways as being like a chotzer, in the sense of that people would carry from one ziz to the other. You'd pass things above and below. So that itself makes it like it's a reshus which is being shared, which requires an eruv.
So is that shulchan hachamon? That means they have both access to both via the same window?
No, I don't think so.
These are on top of each other? Or they just over to each other?
So they're both with each other.
Each one has its own chalom. Yeah. Right. Now, we main belyon arba, we got main betachton arba. So since these are not normal places to use, they're too small to use on a regular basis. So then, you cannot say, oh, I have two rishuyos over here which need to get an eruv to be, because they're not really rishuyos. So that's already not kosher enough that there's any isser being mishtamish there. So you can mishtamish over there, and if anything you want to put, there's any like brick sticking out of the wall, you put something on that as well. All of that is mutar to do. If the lower one was large enough to be usable, but the upper one is not arbo, so theoretically, the one below, a person can stand on the one below and reach up and use the upper one. So even though the upper one is not large enough to ask for the lower one, because that's not a rishus, but the lower one is impacting the upper one, that you cannot use the upper one. Okay. Now, but we are going to give the area immediately in front of the chaloin, that belongs to the upper one and not to the lower one. The person lower down below really shouldn't be using that spot, so that's not called that he has rishus in that spot, but if he's not affecting the usage of that spot. So he doesn't answer that. But the rest of the Z's, which is away from the Chaloyin, since the person below has access to that by virtue of the fact that he's standing on his Z's lower down, he can reach up and use that. So his, and he, the lower Z's is large enough to be considered a Rishus. So the upper one, by virtue of the fact that it's an extension of the bias, is the Rishus of the upper person. And the lower one's rishus is affecting that was shared by both of them, therefore neither one can carry them.
Where can two of them?
What?
Where can two of them?
If you have the window here and the Z's extends out.
The upper one?
The upper one, which is less than four, so the lower one, which is four, the guy down below can reach up and use these spots, so the rishus belongs to the owner of the house, of the upper floors, ziz belongs to him. So he has rishus here, and the guy down below has access and usage as well. So that now it's being shared by two people, so it needs a ruach hatzeiros. Okay.
The area where the window isn't?
There, which is not in front of the window, correct. Excellent. Okay. Let's do Gimel and all the scenarios which we're saying there's one Z sticking out or the two Z's in the way which are not, they don't ask each other, etc. Okay, that you're allowed to use that area. But What you're allowed to use it for is items that you're not, we're not, we don't have the gzera, you might drop them and go retrieve them. It's something that if you might drop, you might retrieve. So we're worried about this person going out to Rishas Rabbim and picking up the item, bringing it back into Rishas Yochid. So what's mutter? Items that if they drop, they're going to become useless, they're going to break. Kli cheres, kli zkuches, etc. So the same gzera which we had before in Sif Aleph, we're saying applies over here as well. But it's something like a ledge which is not so large. It's wide, like a roof. Something which is large enough that people could really stand there and use it. So we didn't make any gzera that you might drop it and you might come retrieve it, etc. It's large enough that the people can use it in a safe way. So people are going, we're not going so that he might drop it. If you have just one ziz out of a caramelist, the gzeirah doesn't apply to a caramelist. You can't use it for these other items because you might drop them and retrieve them. Even if you do, it's only a caramelist. So they didn't ask for using it because of the caramelist down below. Ben Rocha Ben Kotzer, Afilu Kelim Shenem Mishtabrim, Shlagosu Bekarmelis. So whether the area is wide, when the area is not wide, doesn't make a difference. They didn't make an exam when it comes to from the Z's to the Carmelis below. Okay. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zion. So you have a Z's which is borrowed from the coastal to Rishasarab. The case of his mutter, because really it's above 10, like the Shulchan Aruch said, the case was lamala me'asor. If it's actually truly opening up into Rishus Harabim, it's below 10, that's a different ballgame. That's not true anymore. We're talking about the disease is above 10. So even though it's above Rishas Harabim, it doesn't bother because it's not really, the seed is opening out into a Makom Patur. The Aver above 10 is a Makom Patur. Kol Shekinim Uberle, Rishas Karmelis, the Shori, Amishav Gimel, the Yesh Kilik, Ben Rishas Harabim, Karmelis, and Yalitza, and Olav Kelim, Shenim Mishporim, and the Philosophy. So it's opening out to a Karmelis, it's even more lenient. You can put even Kelim, which might not break if they fall. Okay. The Malamayasara. Now, if it's the Malamayasara, so what status does disease have? So if the access point from the window to the ziz is within three tvachim, you can reach out. Why? So we introduced this idea before. That's just an exception to the Rishus HaYachid because it's immediately adjacent to the Rishus HaYachid. It's considered an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. So if it's within three tvachim, either below or even to the side, if it's within three tvachim, it's considered part of the Rishus HaYachid. So you're allowed to take items from the house out to the Ziz and vice versa. The chaloyim was not immediately adjacent to the ziz. There was a gap of more than three tvachim. Even it was a significant gap. I'll begin mutter the ishtamash al ziz. You still allowed to do use the ziz. Now you cannot give the ziz in a status of chayr rishus hayachid because it's not extensive rishus hayachid because of the gap. Why? So why is it mutter? The kol shel malam yisur chashinale kimakim b'tur. So then it's not chayr rishus hayachid. So what is it? It's not chayr rishus haram. It's not a karmelis, right? So it's either going to be a rishus hayachid or a makim b'tur. So if we don't look like a chayr rishus hayachid, we call it a makim b'tur. Okay. What about if the Ziz was actually below 10? So that, we didn't discuss that case yet. So Shoner said, no, the case is above 10. What about if the Ziz is below 10? So it's really it's mamish in the airspace of the Rishas Rabbim. So even though it's Chari Rishas HaYachid, because there's an access directly from the Chalom onto the Ziz, within three tzvachim. For the also the ishtam shall disease, you cannot use disease. Latam kibes ubeserf asoro. Over here, the people of the street can also use it. It's within Tetwachim. So they can also use it. So now, it's not an extension of Mishnah Yochid because it's accessible to the people of Mishnah Rabbim. So you're not going to put your things from there. So it's not considered an extension of your Mishnah Yochid. So what is it? It's a Karmelis.
So this is like the Mishnah Yochid that went all the way through to Mishnah Rabbim.
Which lost its status of Mishnah Yochid. Right. Correct. Yes, excellent. So you can't put something from Shazar Rabin to there because it's a Carmelis. You can't put something from Shazar Yachid through the window to there because it's a Carmelis. So you can't use it at all. Okay. So if it has Arbol Arbo, and the Chalon Abayis is Pesuach Loi, can be Mishdam Mishalov. So the Mishnah Berurah tests. What time is it?
It's almost 10 after.
You know what? Let's leave this for tomorrow. So we will pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be out there because of the.
Tonight we have the thing out there.
Yeah.
Afterward.
So there's no sheriff tomorrow.
Toast.
No, what, there, I'm sorry. There's no what?
Sheriff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can I get a halon that's like a windowsill, or that's even. Like the whole area in front of the
halon. Yeah, but it's just in front of the halon. As far as it extends out.
As far as it extends out.
Yeah.
The person downstairs doesn't have right to mess with that. Don't say that.
Correct. That's mamash directly accessible from him. So he's going to be using that much more than the person. So he doesn't lose his shame rishos because the guy below.
Okay. Yeah. So tomorrow and Thursday, Shabbat Yochid, 6:30. I'm not going to be here.
Okay. Very good. Mazel tov. Mazel tov. Give me your name.
Menachem Berg.
Menachem Berg. Eli Ronder. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Where are you from?
Flatbush.
Flatbush. Okay. You made a wrong turn. You're here. Nice to meet you here.
Pretty much. The work in the neighborhood.
Oh, so you're living here now?
No. Just I was working in Delaware and it just made sense. So.
Okay. Great. How long are you here?
Just tonight and then I'm going.
Where are you
working there?
Where are you staying tonight?
Hotel. Where's Mipham?
Mipham's upstairs.
Awesome. What time shop is in the morning?
That's a good question. What time do you eat?
The earliest.
Tomorrow is Tuesday. The earliest meeting here on Tuesday, first Wednesday, is 6:30. There is a shul up the street, not in the left of the street, on the right side, which is a Jewish center, which has it's 6:30
is fine. Okay. 6:30 in the same place where Mecca is going to be? Which is just
upstairs? Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay.